This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Hundreds of Xcel Energy customers in North Denver have been without gas service since Wednesday. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports.
Elyria Swansea residents have dealt with I-70 construction and heavy industry for years. Now, their gas service is out.
Oh, it's been hard, you know? Like, we gotta boil our own water just to shower with warm water.
That's Jose Ramirez. The 15-year-old came to a local park to get free lunch from a taco truck Xcel sent to feed families who can't cook. Xcel spokesperson Holly Velasquez-Horvath said old water and gas lines rubbed together, which punched holes through both and flooded the gas line.
It took us a few days to figure out where the water source came from and then also to purge everything out. And now we're in the midst of repairs.
Crews are working overtime to replace tons of old pipes. They hope to finish and restore service by Sunday night. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
A group of Colorado Air National Guard Space Team members has returned home after a six-month deployment in Southwest Asia. The 138th Space Control Squadron is the only deployable space unit in the United States Air and Space Forces. The team supported combat missions in Asia by running advanced space systems. And starting this weekend, Quandary Peak visitors will have to pay to reserve a parking space or take a shuttle from Breckenridge. Summit County made the change to limit too many vehicles parking at one of Colorado's busiest 14ers. The county says people should make their reservations before arriving to the peak. This is CPR News.